Unit 13A, measuring damages directly. When environmental degradation occurs, it produces damages. In a very direct sense, the benefits of improved environmental quality come about because of reduced damages. To measure a complete emissions damage function, it is necessary to go through the following steps. 1. Measure emissions. 2. Determine the resulting ambient quality. 3. Estimate human exposure. 4. Measure impacts, health, aesthetic, recreation, etc. 5. Estimate the values of these impacts. The first three of the steps are largely the work of physical scientists. Models that show the relation between emissions and ambient levels are often called diffusion models. Step 4 involves economists, to some extent, but also biological scientists and epidemiologists. The linkage of steps 3 and 4 makes use of dose-response functions. These relationships show the response in terms, for example, of human mortality and morbidity to varying exposure levels to environmental pollutants. Step 5 is where economics comes strongly into play, estimating the values associated with different impacts as identified in the previous step. It might appear easy to measure benefits by measuring damages directly, but this will turn out not to be the case. To understand this, let us look at several approaches that have been made in the past to measuring damages directly. Some of the most important damages caused by environmental pollution are those related to human health. Air pollution, especially, has long been thought to increase mortality and morbidity among people exposed to it, certainly in the episodic releases of toxic pollutants, but also from long-run exposure to such pollutants as silicon dioxide and particulate matter. Diseases such as bronchitis, emphysema, lung cancer, and asthma are thought to be traceable in part to polluted air. Estimates of the health costs of air pollution suggest that many billions of dollars are lost each year. Water pollution also produces health damages, primarily through contaminated drinking water supplies. So the measurement of the human health damages of environmental pollution is a critical task for environmental economists. Fundamental to this work is the underlying dose-response relationship showing the relationship between human health and exposure to environmental pollution of various types. Many factors affect human health: lifestyles, diet, genetic factors, age, and so on, besides ambient pollution levels. To separate the effects of pollution, one has to account for all the other factors, or else run the risk of attributing effects to pollution that are actually caused by something else.